It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We've been in enemy territory. Went into Toronto. It's not easy to win there. We went into Columbus, Carolina. You know, a lot of talk about their fan base. Columbus, we went in there, the cannon. Our guys just dealt with it. Been there before. I don't anticipate they'll be overwhelmed.
Let's go, Bruins!
Nice slot, it's Krug. Wrister deflected. They score! Krug ripped a wrist shot. The Bruins look like they got a tip on it. A power play goal! 1-0 Bruins.
Coyle got out of the way of a blade check. 3-on-2. Drop to Johansson. Right circle. It's fired. They score! 3-on-2. The Bruins come across. And Charlie Coyle whistled one home from the right circle. 2-0 Bruins.
Woo!
Picked off by Corrali, but he's got a guy in the zone. Sends it across the blue line to Nordstrom. Left circle. It's fired. They score! With 8 seconds remaining, 3-0. Near point Bergeron, far point Krug, Wrister out in front, they score! David Pastrnak made it look easy. Krug sent it down low, Pastrnak all by himself over at the far post. He feathered a backhand home, a power play goal.
Thanks.
Right of the net, Tarasenko shoots past the save, point blank. Krug, high slot, Marshall plays the pass off his knees, back to Krug, right circle, shoots, he scores! One in from the top of the right wing circle through Jordan Binnington. The Bruins' third power play goal of the night, and they lead it 5-1 here in St. Louis.
I'm watching the bench. Binnington's going to get pulled right now.
Oh, you and Binnington, you piece of shit.
Nordstrom gets it out to center ice. Achari wheels over the line, fires, scores! The sixth different guy with a goal tonight for the Boston Bruins. Noel Achari, the Rhode Island wrecking ball. Bruins 6, Blues 2.
Hockey!
Right circle is fired. They score! Marcus Johansson, seventh goal tonight for the Bruins. 7-2 here in Game 3. The horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins stagger the St. Louis Blues, winning Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. 7-2 here in St. Louis. They have now jumped back in front, and they have now won 7 of 9 road games here in the playoffs.
Thanks. 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 Thanks.
.95 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Fred, I had that moment after the Game 2 win where I thought, all right, Game 1 and Game 2, I wasn't going to go to. But, man, Game 5, there's a chance that they could actually win the Cup. Like, if they win tonight, you know, there's that question that you ask yourself. Do I do that thing? Do I make the most expensive ticket purchase of my life to just potentially be in the house to win a Stanley Cup?
I told you, a buddy of mine, I told you before the weekend, a buddy of mine spent $1,600 on one seat, 5 rows off the glass for Game 5.
So he's going to sit alone like a loser?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, see, I would have to bring like my son with me. To me, it's almost like, as amazing as it would be, like I would be like, I can't, like, by myself, I'm a grown man, and it would be an awesome experience, but it's not like being able to bring your kids, and they could say, I was at the when they won the Stanley Cup.
Bring my kid so you could ask for the phone 5 minutes into the game.
You see, my son would legitimately love it. Like, he's into hockey, and he would love to watch. He would love to be there for the Stanley Cup. But I went and I started to look in the secondary market. And if you want tickets to Game 5, after what happened on Saturday,
I'm just looking at this.
The get-in price for the game on Thursday night is $980.
And that's Section 308, which is...
It's behind one of the goals as far up as you could get.
Can you get two seats, or is it just a one-off seat?
Well, it says that there's two together there.
Okay.
So you can get two together for $980.
That's row 13. Of the balcony behind the goal the Bruins shoot at twice.
So 980 a piece.
Yes.
980 a piece. Okay. So I am scrolling through now the loge section, which is the section that is, you know, just, you know, off the ice, all the way up to the, you know, the concourse. And it looks like the cheapest ticket you can get down there is at the very top on a corner, $1,700 for a ticket. A ticket.
My guy got in cheap.
He made a good investment. You should sell that ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no question. As a matter of fact, I think when the whole thing started, the get-in price was around $700, and that was just to be in the building. And I'm sure these loge tickets were probably $300 to $400 less. But, I mean, can you imagine what the price of these is going to be if they win tonight? I mean, just think. I mean, how much is it going to go up?
You think everything will double?
I don't know about double, but it'll at least, like, I mean, these low seats, it's going to be at least $2,000 to get in. It's going to go from $1,700 the cheapest to $2,000 the cheapest. And would you pay $4,000 for you and somebody to go? I can't do that.
No.
Like I, as much as I think it would be like this great moment and how awesome, I'm not going to spend $4,000 on two tickets. And even if I was going to, I don't even know if like I had a friend who was really into it, whether I could convince myself to pay $2,000 just for me to go. Like, that's, like, where's the limit? Like, is there a sporting event or any event that you would pay over $2,000 to go to? I don't think there is.
Nope.
If there was like a one-off reunion concert for like a band that I've always wanted to see, like if something like Pink Floyd or whatever got back, like Gilmore and Waters or something got back together.
You'd pay $2,000 for one seat?
You know what I would have paid $2,000 for, and this is me being pathetic, is when U2 did that thing at the Somerville Theater where it was like 200 people. Like, I would have paid probably that. Although now that the word's coming out, I don't think I would have. Like, honestly, I don't think that there's any event that I would pay that much money for.
If the Jets made the Super Bowl so I don't have to worry about it, I would spend $2,000 to go.
Would you really?
I can kind of understand that.
I'd spend as much money as it costs to get in.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I do. I understand.
But it will never happen. So it's not like I have to save up.
It's true. The money will go right to the college fund.
Yeah.
I get it.
It literally is never going to happen. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, it won't. I mean, they're so horribly mismanaged, and they have been, regardless of ownership, regardless of who is in control of the organization. They're just always terrible.
You know what the cheapest ticket at the sports deck is? Now, this has just got to be somebody saying, just let's see if you'll buy them. But I clicked on the sports deck, and it's $9,999.
Yeah, good, so you can stand and not be able to see
it. It's in an end zone, for God's sake. It's not even set of ice.
That happens a lot.
Jesus.
They'll just send out like a worm.
Yeah, they'll just say, all right, are you a sucker enough to buy them? Then there you go. Yeah, you just do some fishing.
Yeah, just you do a little fishing, and then, because you ultimately, I guess, want to go. So you just, but you know, if you give me $10,000, I'd be willing to sit home. To me, they're lottery tickets. I mean, if I had tickets to that game, I'd sell them, do something else.
And there's nothing funnier, too, that like when you see we got game one or game one for St. Louis, you know that no one expected them to win a cup, obviously, that game. But those tickets were going for a ridiculous amount on the secondary market for St. Louis fans, because obviously this is something that hadn't happened in a while for them and everyone's excited. And just to watch them get shelled and be down 3-0 at the end of the first period, how quiet that place was. I guarantee you the average ticket price was like $1,200 per person. And you're just sitting there watching what could be probably one of the worst sporting events if you're a St. Louis Blues fans that you've ever attended.
Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, I paid $7,000 to sit in the nosebleeds at Super Bowl 51 with my father. Best expense I ever made in my life.
Now, how did it end up being so expensive to get to the nosebleeds?
It was secondary markets. It was about right after they had sealed it to go to the Super Bowl. I immediately went on, and that was the get-in price.
That's how much tickets were for. Okay, 51's Atlanta, right?
Yep.
I see that. For some reason, I thought it was a little less expensive than that.
Young Sickly Nicholas, before his heart attack, got into a game for far cheaper.
You paid $1,000, right, Nick? Okay, it was $1,000 for one ticket, and that was the one in Phoenix. That was the helmet catch, right?
Yeah.
Perfect season blown? Okay.
Yeah, he was.
It was all because Nick was.
Yeah,
there.
He was the reason.
The agonizing race. That's right. You paid that much to get in there. Yeah, there is.
And his father was furious with him.
I can't think that there is a sporting event that I would go to, or any event that I'd pay more than $2,000 a ticket. Just, and maybe if I was younger, but just kind of at my, I'm just like, I don't know if I.
Nope.
I don't know if I could do it.
Nope.
I mean, if it was a once in a lifetime affair.
In your case, I completely understand, Fred.
Yeah.
I get that, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
The Cardinals World Series, I haven't done it.
Right.
Bruins Finals, I haven't done it.
Would you pay that much? Like, would you go to Game 5?
No. Mm-hmm. No. No.
Like, if they could win the Cup Game 5, would you go?
But I just don't understand the point of it. Like, I mean... just to be, say I was there. You're just buying the ticket say you were
but
there.
But you just said you would go to the Jets in the Super Bowl.
Right, because that's an iconic, it would never happen. And so, and then it would be the week leading up to it and all that stuff. It would be, I mean, it would just be like mind-boggling. It would be like being on DMT. It would be like you were in some kind of alternate universe where you were riding a rocket madness.
It would be kind of like if the Red Sox weren't able to finish off the sweep in 04 and they played game 5 back here up 3-1 against Toronto, against St. Louis. Yeah. Then tickets would have been insane and I would have paid any amount of money to get in and see that.
Yeah. Because I would.
You would have paid over $2,000 to go in.
For one seat in 04? I didn't have the money to do that back then, but if I had the wherewithal to do it, absolutely I would.
I would fly
in
down.
04,
and
absolutely.
I would hang out with all the scumbag Jet fans. Just the idiot Jet fans. Hopefully it's a place where they had casinos so I could just play blackjack at $5 tables and screw the deck constantly just for my own amusement. But yeah, I would do that. But to see them raise the cup, no. I mean, you're basically just saying that you were there at that point. All right, we will be back. We will talk to a man by name of Billy Jaffe.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Miss something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Krug, high slot, Marcin laid the pass off his knees. Back to Krug, right circle. Shoots, he scores! Torrey Krug whistles one in from the top of the right wing circle. The Bruins' third power play goal tonight, and they lead it 5-1 here in St. Louis.
Bennington's going to get pulled right now.
Betting at 5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. A big win for Boston there in Game 3. 7-2. Despite Perron's getting in Rask's face and totally intimidating him.
It was McAvoy that he tried to pull a Torrey Krug with. I was trying to remember what player it was that he jumped on top of him and tried to do the same thing, like pulling his helmet off. And it was Charlie McAvoy. Like, we've seen this happen before. It doesn't work out in your favor.
Yeah. All right. Well, Billy Jaffe, he works for NESN. You can see them hits during the games. Billy Jaffe, you join us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, sir.
Hello, sirs. How's everybody this morning?
Fantastic. Now, Bennington got pulled.
Yep.
He's a guy, you're not necessarily young, but he's a guy without a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
What is your feeling on how that will affect him?
Well, he's going to come back with his nothing bothers me attitude, which is what goalies need. And I think, you know, if the Bruins get to him early in game 4, that's going to be a significant difference. Don't let him make himself better. At, you know, look, one of the things, this kid's 12-2 in his career this year, at the NHL level, following a loss between the regular season and playoffs. He's been excellent. But we were talking about in our post-game show the other day, too. A lot of it has to do, I mean, not that Bennington hasn't been an outstanding goalie for them, Fred, but a lot of it has to do with the team seems to have a Jekyll and Hyde-ness to them with the St. Louis Blues. They have a poor effort, they understand they flush it, and then they've got to get better. And they've done that through the first 3 rounds, almost the first 4 rounds of playoffs, because they did it after game 1. Bennington's part of that process. So, but, you know, get to him, make sure that you're, I mean, obviously pucks low right now are having a hard time, especially near the 5-hole area on him. Keep that area going and continue to get pucks and bodies to the front of the net. I know it sounds hockey cliche, but it's true right now with him. Bodies near the front and lower shots seem to be giving him a hard time.
It was great because you finally saw with the Bruins. Hi, Jaffe, by the way. How are you doing?
Good. I said, hey, fellas, how are you?
Well, you know, you just wanted to personally tell you hello.
Said,
it's good to hear your voice.
Nice to see you. Nice to talk.
By the way, did you talk to Jack Edwards about did you get to see any more details on whether he's recording into anything when he does the play-by-play all by himself?
Does Edwards he do that in the office during road games?
Well, Edwards is in St. Louis. He was doing
Jack was down there. I didn't ask if anybody if he was recording any more down in St. Louis. I'm told it's just him doing, you know, the way that he takes it in, the way that he wants to, I guess, experience the event.
See, I wish he was recording something because then it would make more sense.
I like
the fact he's doing it just to feel comfortable is weird.
Yeah, I like experiencing the event with my underwear on my head, which is tantamount to what he's doing.
It is strange. All right, so the Bruins stars played like stars. We finally got to see the first line come off a milk carton after the first 2 games. What did they do right? Like, what happened? How did they end up somehow breaking the dam and delivering once again?
Well, first of all, you mentioned the stars being the start. So they get it. Here's the thing. Things, it's amazing, and you wouldn't think this would happen because it's the NHL, but it just goes to show that each game is different game to game. The Bruins have a penalty kill early on in the game, very early on, and the Bruins kill it pretty well. There's a few chances. Tuukka looks calm. Tuukka looks solid, makes a couple of saves. Bruins get a power play, and bang, bang, win the faceoff, get a shot, tip it, and score. And it was Patrice Bergeron, and you saw his reaction, right? You saw that yell, that scream that he had, that fist pump after he scored. That reminded me of everything, and I talked about it with you guys a couple of weeks ago, when Bergeron said in game 4 against Carolina, when Char was out of the lineup, it was, nobody's going to get in our way. I'm going to lead the way. As soon as I saw that in game 3, same type of feeling, same vibe, the energy, because everybody's saying, oh, Patrice is hurt. Patrice isn't that good for it. Please, I mean, if he is hurt, which he could be, Patrice Bergeron is almost superhuman, at least in the Boston hockey world, the way that he can play through things. He scores that goal. It changes the tenor of the game. The Bruins go on a run on their power play. They dominate. The other thing they do beautifully, Rich, they break the puck out of their own zone in that game. They didn't have their faces turned to the glass much. They got it. They turned it up and made a huge difference.
All right, Billy, you talk about all that, but they were able to rest Bergeron, and they were played, yep. If you look at this stat sheet, they played the centers about equal amount of time, and, you know, a lot of guys got rest. Interestingly enough, Chara, no. But, you know, Charlie McAvoy and Char, I think, led the team in minutes in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But they were able to rest guys. Did I already say Bergeron sat the last 7.5 minutes of the game? Yes. All right, so... Does that affect anything going into tonight?
Like, yeah,
as a player, yeah, right.
It helps. It's instead of this. Look, tonight, Bergeron. You know, Fred Bergeron could play 22 minutes tonight if need be. But if anything, it helps. It also gives you an insight into how well Charlie Coyle played, and he did. He played beautifully in the game. Corrali continues. I mean, how about the fact that Corrali and Nordstrom are the only players to score a point, record a point each of the first games of this series? I mean, three games. If you'd put money on that when the series began, you would be winning a lot. And Krejci, even though he played real well, just played 13.5 minutes in the game. Wow. Freddie, what it shows you is that your team has depth, balance, but also you had a lead, and now it absolutely helps. It helps keep these guys fresher for when it matters most, when they're going to have to log bigger minutes.
Was Sundqvist a part of the penalty kill? Because why were the he was okay? Because yes. That was. Do you think that had anything to do with the fact that, I mean, they scored 4 goals on 4 shots on the power play, which is unheard of.
Yeah, you know, the comparison that they'll make, or I'll make, Rich, is that. He's like a Sean Corrali to the St. Louis Blues, what Oscar Sundqvist is. So he's not your number one PK guy, but he has the third most shorthanded ice time for the St. Louis Blues as far as forwards go. So he's part of your second pair. And is that a huge loss? I mean, it's not. You can go overcome it, but it is significant in the grand scheme of things. So is that the reason why? I think the reason why is that the Bruins won more offensive zone faceoffs, and they finally said, screw it, we're not going to try and force passes. I thought the Bruins on the PK were trying to force passes. Look on the first power play goal. They win the faceoff. Bergeron does a beautiful job of blocking O'Reilly, who then tries to shove him down and then simultaneously spins away. And literally within another second, Krug, instead of holding it, pumps it through. Bergeron's alone tips it. You can tell, not to get too technical here, St. Louis has taken 3 guys up higher, mid-high in the zone, and they're trying to front up Mart. That's leaving the middle low guys open. Bruins foul that. They put the puck right there quickly.
All right, and I'm really nitpicking, but what's your impression of the play of Krejci? I mean, he's 0 for in these in this round.
He's 0 for, but you're right. You know, the first power play has gotten more ice time, which they always do. Sometimes David will pick up more power play stuff. He'll get his mojo going there. His line has been inconsistent. I thought they were better in the game. You know, he's got DeBrusque on the left. I thought DeBrusque would have a bigger series. We talked about it on your show a couple of weeks ago. I thought he'd be a guy that could bring it more. It's not that he had a few chances that he hasn't finished. Jake is getting first power play unit time, though. I mean, I'm okay with Krejci. I am. I'm okay with his game. There have been some great games throughout the playoffs where he's been mesmerizing. He has really done a lot of things that have been beautiful. He's not point producing as much right now. I know he'd like to as well. That's part of his DNA. But, you know, he's part of this team, this machine, this black and gold wagon, is their freight train, as Judd Surratt's called it, that has found its niche at times. And, you know what, Fred, sometimes you're going to score points and other times you're not, but he's still been a good part of it.
Billy, David Perron is that guy, the guy you love to hate on the other team. And you saw a bunch of the stuff he was trying in the third period of game number 3, but it didn't seem to be working. All the stuff he pulled to try and get in Tuukka Rask's head isn't working. Is he just that type of player? Is he smart enough to dial it back and focus his energy elsewhere?
He's that type of player. And, you know, I've said on the air numerous times, he's good for an offensive zone penalty every other game or so. And, you know, he can shoot, and I give David credit, he can score. This is his third time being a St. Louis Blue, so they obviously love him there, enough to sign to a multi-year deal again. He can be a real pain in the ass. He can be dumb as well. He can be overly emotional. He can take, you know, he's a guy that the Bruins are targeting. They're absolutely targeting him to try and goad him into stuff and allowing him to try and do some things because they're confident that he will take some penalties. There's a couple of guys on the team that are like that. He's the guy that's the leader of the pack, though, for him. They didn't seem to let it bother him at all last game. But he's also the type of guy, you know, Wallach, that could score a goal, and it'll piss you off because you're like, God, what a jerk. But then he scores. So you just got to be cognizant of him. But he will take, there's a good chance he'll take a dumb penalty.
And is there any advantage other than putting your team on a penalty kill for screwing around with the goaltender? Like what is the end result? What do they think is going to happen with that?
I don't know. Well, look, that's just, it's been a part of the game. I mean, Fred, you're a big baseball guy. There's a, you know, you throw inside an awful lot screwing around with people.
Yeah, but you know he's not going to like, what's he going to do? Especially with a goaltender. I understand intimidation, but it just seems very misplaced.
Hoping if it's not the goalie, Fred, you're hoping that somebody else comes in and maybe throws you down, maybe, you know, just gets your mind off of things. It's that momentary lack of focus, whether it's on a shot, whether it's, you know, on a scrum, and all of a sudden you've got three other guys involved in there, and maybe you take coincidental minors, but now you got somebody, whether it's the goalie, whether it's Tuca or somebody else yapping at you. It's just that gnat that won't get away. You know, how annoying is that fly, that mosquito that just won't go away? And that's what it ends up becoming. And you and if one player gets their mind off of what the focus should be, then that guy is like, yeah, you see, I did my job. He's willing to take coincidental minors. Players like that are.
Well, I'm just talking specifically with Rask. Like, I don't understand what he's trying to do. Like, he's not going to intimidate him.
You know? No, he's not, but he's trying to take the focus off of something else. He's trying to see if he can get Tuca's mind off of the moment. And that's all he's trying to do. And sometimes he's not even thinking.
It's dumb, but
that's we all know players like that in all sports. After a while, you're just like, stop it. You know, you're hurting the team. But yeah. this guy, it's in his hockey DNA. And you're right, he is the player that you love to dislike. The Bruins have one or two players like that too. It's just that their players have been smarter. Their players have actually been pretty darn good all playoff long.
Don't
seem
running into the goaltender.
No, you don't. Real quick, finally, 30 seconds, Billy. You said they were going to split this before before the St. Louis game started. Do you still think they're going to split this? And tonight they're going to lose.
I hope not. I know that St. Louis is going to come back ferocious. If the Bruins get to Binnington early, allow me to change my tone, please, Rich. I felt going in that they would split, then still that the Bruins would win in six. I'd love to see them win tonight. The Blues, if only their history in the playoffs, Rich, shows how well that they've come back after a bad game. That has to, if you're a Bruins person, that has to get your antenna up. It has to, with how much that they've done it. The Bruins are still the better team. They're still the faster team. That doesn't mean that the Bruins will win every game. If the Bruins play their game, good chance. But otherwise, if they don't, then the Blues will have a good chance tonight.
All right, Billy Jaffe, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Nice to see you guys, or talk with you. Have a good day.
All right, you do the same. All right, we will be back. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 $100 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Picked off by Corrali, but he's got a guy in the zone. Sends it across the blue line to Nordstrom. Left circle, it's fired. They score! It stuck just inside the near post. He had a battle at the top of the right wing circle, and the Bruins, with a goal with 8 seconds remaining here in the first period, lead it 3-0.
Danny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, what is going on?
First of all, did you see after the game there was somebody who was trying to shake the tree a little bit, Fred? I don't know if you realize, but there's a real Scoops McGillicuddy working for NBC Sports. Mr. Pierre Maguire sat down with Patrice Bergeron.
Oh, yeah. He was, I know this, yes. He was investigative reporting.
Yep, he put on his little hat that said Scoops on it.
Like Peter Brady.
Right? He goes, you know, listen, there's some other suckers who can't quite get the real information. And I almost feel like I need this song
the old,
right
the Dolphos,
here.
The Scoops and
Scoops McGuire sits down and goes, all right. Patrice Bergeron, you don't know what's about to come your way.
Okay, so by the way, this is after the game. They're on the, it's like the bench interview.
Right.
Which is generally, I mean, the players don't want to talk to this guy.
No.
I mean, they've just played a game.
Please go sit
even
down.
Even though Bergeron was very well rested at this point. But, yeah. But all right, let's hear it.
So I'm going to ask you a question that most people wouldn't answer, but knowing you, you might. People thought you were injured going into this game. Are you hurt?
Feeling good.
You look great. Thanks for doing this, Patrice.
Thank you.
Oh, Pierre, you dog, you. You tried to get in there and get the scoop.
And you really went all in on that.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now and that I'm not going to catch you off guard at all. I really want you to think that this is a question where I'm trying to get
you. And there's no follow-up. I'm just going to say you look great.
You look great.
You
look
don't
awesome.
Look hurt to me. So by that, I can tell you that I failed completely in this.
Well, do you remember the one time like he was interviewing P.K. Subban and P.K. Subban like gave him a kiss and he like giggled all like a schoolgirl?
Yes.
He was like, oh, yeah. My God.
You know, you're going into a tougher environment for Game 7. There's no secret about that. I know you love it, but some of your teammates may not love it. How are you going to make them love it?
I mean, that's what playoffs is all about, man. I hope their crowd is louder than in here. I hope it gets nasty. I hope it gets dirty because at the end of the game, that's when you're shaking hands, whoever wins, that's what the feeling's all about, is knowing that you battled, you went through a war, and you know what? We're going to be there at the end, standing tall.
Thanks for doing this. It's been a blast watching you grow as a person and as a player, PK.
Thanks, Pierre.
Oh, my God. They gave him a kiss, which goes like this.
We're moving on. Character, bunch of guys. There's not a better group of guys that I want to do it with.
Congratulations. We'll see you Saturday afternoon in Montreal for game one of the Eastern Conference Final, PK.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, giggles me.
Yes.
Oh, my word. Oh, he just got in there. By the way, I was thinking about it. I just sent in a request. I looking at the prices of these tickets for game five. I mean, there's really no excuse why we shouldn't have tickets to give away, right? If they win tonight...
Of course not. No, we should have tickets.
We would have to think of, like, a contest to end all contests.
Oh, boy. after the shenanigans?
I mean, I know we filled our entire studio with the Bruins superfans, which had the entire BWO, Xana dude, the Bruins guy with the weird stick, who's, you know, still kind of good. Chief, I'm going to make him cheer, and then you've got...
want to make him cheer.
All right, a big scary
make
man.
Him cheer.
I mean, even though...
But this is for
get
a game.
Get the stick guy back
they,
in here.
If they win tonight, if the Bruins win tonight, we could be giving away potential tickets to be in the Garden when they win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It would have to be like the biggest contest we've ever
the
done.
The look on Fred's face was priceless. Oh. I hope people were watching Twitch just to see that moment when you suggested it and Fred goes, oh boy. And the voice was expressive enough, but the look that came with it was fantastic because Fred immediately saw it as not an opportunity to have crazies in here and hold a contest, but oh my God, the planning.
Like what? Oh what do God. We do?
What?
I mean,
there is that kind of.
You could go by other senses. You could go by smell. I mean, you could go. You know how people got out of the draft and they was like Ted Nugent.
Yeah,
like
they were just, 4F. Yeah, that's
right. Like just crapped himself and didn't shower for like a week.
Yes. That's the how direction you want to go with this?
What if we brought in 500 people?
And
the way it would work was that we would have
a battle royale. We would last one left in the ring wins.
We would have Bird just count to 500. And where he messed up, that person would be the person who won the tickets. Like all 500 people would be assigned a number, 1 through 500, just like Bird count to 500.
He misses first. I mean, you're thinking one, he's only going to miss one number.
28.
Well, no. It would
32.
Be,
oh, and then you got a winner.
Yeah, it would be the... I can't see a problem with that at all. In that, I'm sure everyone would be in order, and there would be no kind of conflict over when he made the mistake.
I mean, we need a contest to end all contests.
No, we don't have the tickets yet, right?
Okay, we don't have the contest.
The request still has to be made to get the tickets, and that's only if the Bruins win tonight.
And we also it would have to be they'd have to win tonight.
But then you get 2 days.
But then you get two days.
2 days for the buildup, baby.
So the planning could start. Planning could start now.
I see.
But, I mean, what do you do? I'm trying to think of, like, the biggest contest we ever did. Now, we did that one game one time.
Biggest scrotum.
Why not? Sack up for tickets. That's what we can call it.
I just want to see scrotum.
I see. Okay.
Right. Who's got the biggest cup for the cup?
What if we took DA and he got down here on a train and he just did, like, I like your feet.
Whoever's feet DA like the most?
Yeah.
Sweetest feet?
Oh, man.
Yes, yes. Wins tickets as a treat. I can't even make that one rhyme. But, I mean, I remember one time we had people, like three contestants, bring their cars down. And we asked them trivia questions, and every question they got wrong.
Zolak hit it with a sledgehammer.
With a sledgehammer.
I remember that.
Yeah. And like, you get three, you're out. But, I mean, that doesn't even seem big enough.
Oof. Plus, it's not funny.
And also, people like brought in like old beaten cars anyway that didn't even matter.
Yeah, it's like not funny. It seems like...
I don't know. Zolak with a sledgehammer was kind of funny.
Yeah, but it's like old radio. It's like hands on a hard body.
Sure. Oh, man.
Well, I don't want...
Last man to take their hands off the Bruins motorcycle. That dude ain't letting you touch his motorcycle.
No, jeez. That's hands on a hard body. We're not doing that contest.
No. This has got to be something that we created that's... bigger than anything we've ever done.
Are we taking suggestions from the listeners on this?
Sure. Well, I mean, people are starting to send some in.
All right.
I'll take suggestions, sure. 617-779-0985.
By the way, we don't have tickets yet.
We don't have them yet. Once again, I am just the thought came into
You're
my head.
Spitballing.
When I saw those tickets that it's $980 just to get in the door for game five, and that's without even knowing if they win tonight. If they win and we have those tickets... I mean, we have to make it the biggest contest we've ever. You could be in the house when they win the cup.
Well, we've given away Super Bowl tickets and they're like, Jay, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Out of the 500 people, make numbers 400 through 500 all of Bird's friends.
Just all of his buddies?
Yeah, that way he's like, he's really trying to get up there. He's really trying.
Like he rushes through it. It's a way that he might rush. Someone says, I have no tattoos at all, but if the Bruins win tonight, I'll get a 98.5 Sports Hub tattoo for tickets to game five. Mm. All right. You had somebody get like an Alf tattoo one time, right?
And it was just to be an intern on the show, and they got a flaming Alf. Like a flaming Alf. And we were like, you can just make it small. But he made it like the size of his rib cage.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really dumb. He was not a healthy individual. Well, he worked at a hotel, and he was like a manager, and this guy wouldn't get up. They thought that the guy was dead, and he wouldn't get up. So And he had like porn magazines around him and stuff. Like it was an embarrassing scene. He was nude. There was porn magazines. Ooh. So they called the police and an ambulance came, and the guy was sitting there and there was like drugs around. And they finally,
this took a dark turn.
They finally got to him and they're like working on him, like assuming that he's dead. And he just pops up.
Oh my God. Creepy.
Buck naked. Pops up and wakes up to a room full of fire department people and medical staff that have just found him. So maybe we do that.
Yeah, sure. Just bring someone back from the dead?
Yeah, you just like, hey, it's like, convince us you're dead.
Oh, hang on.
The first person who can produce a dead body.
All right, we're getting calls. Well, there's a couple good ones. We'll take a few of them. If you have any idea of what should be the contest to end all contests, the hypothetical contest that we do not have tickets for now, but we have requested, and we don't even know how much they're going to be worth.
We'll be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Get the app, get the sports hub, get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the sports hub app today.
Thanks. 98.5, the sports hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and Rich. There is a chance we might have tickets to Game 5, and if the Bruins win tonight, that will be a chance to claim the Stanley Cup. You could be in the building.
Dude, the tickets right now on the secondary market, as we were saying, it's $980 just to get in, and it's the worst seats in the house. So, I mean, these are going to be worth a ridiculous amount. So, I mean, if that's the case, where Game 5 they could win it, it would be one of the biggest contests. We'd have to get one of the biggest contests we've ever had. I mean, we had just for Game 1... all the super fans show up, and it was absolute chaos in studio. So how do you do it? How do you make something worthy enough for these type of tickets? And we've had a ton of suggestions from listeners. I like this one online, too. I want to hear what this is all about.
Joe, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So I'm thinking you got to do an Everett Decathlon. Just have them do a bunch of Everett-themed physical.
You got to fail a GED.
But at the end of it, they have to finish the biggest Mike's roast beef sandwich covered in sauce and cheese and chug an extra large Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. And make sure they don't puke. If they puke, they're done.
That's the Everett Decathlon?
All right. What if it was something involving Mark Jamelli?
Okay, so before we get to that, there's some really good ideas here. Because, I mean, with Mark Jamili, maybe. But we've
you
got some...
You could have a recliner contest.
Somebody
said, just lie there?
Yeah. Just who lies there the longest?
Okay. Instead of touch a truck, it's touch a recliner?
Then Pasta Joe wins.
Or, yeah. or you just, like, who can listen to his stories for the longest?
Who can rollerblade further than Xana Dude is one. Put them through a typical char workout, last one to vomit wins. Someone said, have people submit the most ridiculous tattoo they're willing to put on their body. The winner gets the tickets, but they must get the tattoo. Well, I mean, you could do something like the Wheel of Tattoos, and all the things that it could land on are each spot would be one of our faces on their back.
Oh, jeez.
So imagine if it landed on...
I don't
know
if I want
you
that.
Had to get Bird's face tattooed on your back, or Nick...
What if it was like just characters from Charles in Charge?
Oh, that would be kind of funny. Just some random TV show.
Yeah, you could give Willie Ames or, you know, over there, Scott Baio.
Someone said a bird look-alike and impression contest. All contestants take a Sean Thornton punch to the face. The winner is the one that is still conscious.
Yes, a lot of these are things we could do.
12 like, hours
like
in a room.
Especially like making people eat things. There's no possible lawsuit with that.
12 hours in a room with Sarge, no windows, phones, or just a bucket. let's go to line four, shall we?
All right. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I was thinking maybe do a full-out LARP in the common with, remote on Twitch.
just do a Bruins fan LARP?
Yep, do a Bruins fan LARP, from beginning to end, winner takes tickets.
Not sure how you decide the winner. Yeah,
who's the judge?
Is anyone really? I shall be the judge.
Who wins at a LARP?
Fireball. Yeah, we all win.
I'm not quite sure. There is something about, like, what if you had to be with Sarge for a significant amount of time?
Hands on a Sarge? Instead of, like, the truck, it's just you had to keep your hand on Sarge?
Okay, that I like.
That's pretty good.
You get five
That's
guys,
good.
And they got to keep their hands on Sarge. All right, I would that's the leader in the clubhouse. You gotta like that. Hands on the Sarge body.
And that's in here? We're gonna do that. He just stands in the room starting at
no,
six?
No, because it would start at six and then it would just go as long as it takes.
Until game time.
How about you have to show us proof of your whoever has the lowest SAT score?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Here's the contest. But unfortunately, you can't do it in the building.
Yeah.
Is that whoever gets the biggest tattoo of Sarge's face.
Okay. I've got a really good one that I'm sitting on. I don't want it because I want to flesh it out with you guys first. But that's good. But it just... See, mine includes everyone. Like, because who's going to get a Sarge tattoo? There's going to be somebody who's going to do it. It's going to be great. And it would be kind of funny. But I've got something that I think everyone has a chance to possibly win, but you really got to go above and beyond.
And it's something we could do.
Yeah. It's something we could do.
Here in the studio.
Matter of fact, it's something we've done, and you might have forgotten about, but it ruled.
Okay. Well, it will be interesting to hear what that is, but...
What about people making their own Bear Force One music video?
I would rather see people get a huge tattoo of Sarge or hands on a Sarge body.
Hands on a Sarge would be pretty funny.
Just him here for 24 hours just with people touching
Sarge. Just Sarge in studio the whole time, like through all the shows.
Yeah.
But see, that would go on. There'd be people who would just be able to do it, who would just stay there.
You would have to take breaks to go, like Sarge would need to go to the bathroom, but they would have to go in the bathroom with him.
Yeah,
there's flaws in that. All right, we will be right back. No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.